Now, I think this is John one over. This is a surprise visit of Miss Bessie. Middle of the morning, this Thursday morning, the 5th of August, 1971. Channel one over, I think it is. And this surprise visit of Miss Bessie, she walked up the lane to get Faye to call Tom so he wouldn't forget to pick her up and take her to the doctor. This Thursday morning, the 5th of August, 1971, Channel 1 over, beginning of the surprise visit with Miss Bessie, the middle of the morning, this Thursday morning, the 5th of August, 1971.
Tell it's 10:30, Miss. I have to leave at 10:30.
Bessie said
to tell you that she had to leave at 10:30. Sure. How are you?
That's fine.
Well,
I'll tell her that.
All right. He hadn't forgotten, and he'll be here.
He's so forgetful.
Yes. You just can't put independence on him, can you?
No.
Well, I didn't know Tom ever forgot.
He can't remember it unless he put it on a piece of paper where he can see it. He just forgets.
And then he loses a piece of paper, Miss Bessie.
Huh? You see, he has high blood, you know.
Yeah.
Been had it a long time, but it's better now than it's been. But it take me his member away, you see.
Oh, it did make affect him.
It affect me, too. But I don't forget like he do. But it makes me forget people's name or something I'm trying to tell something. And can't think what it is, you see. That's where I am.
Well, it don't matter what their name is.
Well, yeah, I want to know when you talk about anybody, you don't know who it is.
Well, half the time, you know, if I talk about you or Miss Daisy or somebody down there, I couldn't think your name. I got one the other night, Daisy who? Ben, and Granddaddy, that's all I know. I couldn't think of it. And I haven't had high blood pressure.
Well, I have, and can't think of anything.
Well, there's a lot of ways you
it
can...
It takes my member away.
A lot of things can take takes your member away, besides...
Well, I know, but I haven't had anything to take mine away but that.
A lot of people get so they just don't give a darn, Miss Bessie.
Well, maybe so, but I'm not like that, but...
Well, I don't imagine it worries you too much. Tom. See, he don't care whether he remembers or not.
Well, I don't want him to forget it. Because I want, when I have an appointment, I like to make it, you see.
On time.
I don't like to disappoint, you know what I mean? So it's hard to get another one, you see.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to wait a month to get another one.
That's right. But I want to go and get through with it when the time comes for me to go. Mm-hmm. So, the little coat come up to the fence when I come along.
Did?
Yeah.
The one got the glazes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's yours, then.
No, the one with the white spot is not ours. Is.
No, that's not hers. Get it through all wackadoodle.
Yeah. I thought that was him.
No. That one got... That one didn't used to pay any attention to anybody.
It didn't.
But he just is noticeable now as the other one.
You can see him from your porch out there now.
Yeah, I do. I see him.
Yeah.
He comes over to the fence, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
And they play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go out that fence and they'll come up and see you.
Yeah, but I don't go out to the fence, but they just stand there and look at me, so I just sit there. I holler at them and talk to them.
Across the road?
Yeah, across the road. They stand there and listen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, I never realized how much animals love to visit, Miss Bessie.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, they are.
I knew dogs and cats, you know, they love to go with you and all
that.
Yeah,
but the horses and cows, too, they get used to it, you see.
Yeah.
And it is like a human.
Yeah. Well, they come up. They just come up and wait for you.
Yeah, when they see you coming, they just break off and run.
Yeah.
Coming this way.
Yeah.
They know you're going coming in here, and it's come right on up the fence behind you.
Yeah.
Now that Napoleon.
I left him out there standing in the road.
Yeah.
He's trying to follow me.
Oh.
He was trying to come behind me here.
He
stood out there and he hollered, so I guess he went back.
He'd go anywhere you go, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Follow me everywhere I go.
It seemed like I see him out there in the neighborhood a good bit lately. Does he go visiting?
Yeah, he don't go no further than Miss Davis.
He does go to Miss Davis?
Every day. Every morning he hollers to get out. And I got to turn him out and let him go to Miss Davis. He's crazy about a tree over there in the yard. And he goes over there and sits under that tree. Sit there all day till he wants water. Then he come and get water and go back.
He goes all the way back to get water.
Come over to the house to get water.
And then goes back under his tree again.
Go back under the tree. So Miss Davis said this morning, I was over there. He said, ain't no water out there for him. So that's why he coming up here. I said, he hunting water. I said, he comes over to the house for his water. I said, she said, he want a paddle in it. I said, well, the tub is full of water because I filled it up yesterday. Rinsed it out and filled it up with clean water. He won't get in if dirt, any leaves or anything there in it. He won't get in it.
Oh, he won't?
Mm-mm.
Why, Bessie?
He got to have clean water.
You particular.
Yes, they got to have clean water to get in.
Yeah.
And the leaves in the tub, you know, fall off the tree, and he think it's dirty, you see. And he won't get in it.
Yeah. And they're perfect clean.
Yes, he clean himself nicely.
So he just visits with Miss Daisy?
Well, he do. He goes over there and sit on the tree. Every morning he gets out and go under that tree. And sit down in there. She come out there, he gets to be fuss with her.
Oh.
Yeah, he fuss with her. She ain't got no business out there.
It's his tree.
Yeah, his tree. he fuss with her. And go under the house, on the edge of the house. She got some bushes growing outside the house, you know. And he could have sit up in that bush, sit there, until she gets through washing or anything like that. And then he'd come out and get on the tree.
Well, I would play. But he likes that tree.
Yeah, he loves
it. I never knew an animal would like it.
Well,
like
he loved that tree. Go there every day.
Isn't that?
Every morning I got to turn him out and let him get out and go under that tree.
But he don't ramble.
No, he don't ramble.
He says he
go there and sit down. And he get ready for grass. He get up and pick grass and then go back and sit down under the tree.
Yeah. And he does that when nobody's there?
No.
Miss Daisy doesn't have to be there for him to do that.
No, she don't have to be there. He just go and get the grass and come on back.
Yeah.
And get under the tree.
Well, now, a lot of times, you see, they hear you in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, you know, you're out there where they are. Like he follows you back and forth.
Yeah, he do that. When I'm in the house walking through the house, I go to the back. He'll come in the back. And if I come to the front, he come to the front.
Yeah. Now, I didn't realize it, but see, those horses out there, they know when we are roused, and they know when to expect Faye to come out there and
mm-hmm.
give him a hand out.
Yeah, they got plenty of sense. They got sense all right on them.
They can hear us, you see.
Yeah, they got sense something. They know, understand when you're going or coming.
Yeah.
But the poison is the same as the old man. He follow you foot to foot. And till I turn him loose, I turn him out. I don't have to tell him to go. I just open the gate.
Yeah.
Just open the gate, and he go right on. He know the gate's open.
Yeah.
He's a sight.
Did you notice those pretty lilies when you come by?
These are lilies, ain't they?
Look like it.
Yeah, I looked at them. It looked like these are lilies.
Uh-huh.
You planted them?
Oh, no.
No,
they just volunteered them?
Yeah. They scatter.
Oh.
We'll get you a bulb and let you have some. Except you can't cut them. You can't mow them. They scatter around, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's hide a rose bush. Bet it's dead.
No, it's doing all right. Out with the fence. I have to get rid of the bahia grass. I had to put straw around.
Miss Miss Guthrie over here, she kept saying that she things she put out didn't do any good, never had. Said the chickens. And she gets rid of chickens every now and then. I was over there one time.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't there, and we sat out there in the car. And we just looked around. And I saw she had a little fig tree there that was about that high. One as big as it was when I set it out, too. Been there a year or two.
It is.
And she had put up a brand new chicken fence, chicken wire. But she taken it down and got rid of the chickens. But she still had a few chickens and a rooster. When we went out, they were scratching right there by the side of the lane, and I stopped and watched them. And they had scuffed up a lot of them old hickory nuts and shells and things like that, you know. But I kept thinking about that. And I tell you what she's done. I don't think it's the chickens. I think it's that old bahia grass. You see, in her yard, it's that old bahia grass been established for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you remember how much trouble I had with that boundary up there?
Yeah.
I'd set them things out and they'd die. And people told me just to go ahead and stick them in. Bahia grass will choke them out. And that's what's happened to all these little things, I think, over here that you give Faye. If she don't keep them whole right smart and watered, you see, that bahia grass will take them over.
Kill them out.
That's right.
Now, we used to have chickens, and I remember you used to plant a few little seeds in a little bed there or something. I always put sticks there.
Mm-hmm.
Until, to keep the chickens off, until the plants got big enough to where they could take care of themselves. But we always had chickens and also had pretty plants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I better get on back.
I'll take you back in a minute. Let me see. Why are you up here, Faye? We better. How's Isaiah?
How's Isaiah? It's pretty out there. You know, you ought to clip those vines off that holly bush.
That's right. That's the next project we're going to do. It's going to ruin it if it doesn't.
I just looked at it coming on. It's just almost covered.
I know it.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it's got to be. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's almost covered.
Uh-huh. And that's a pretty holly tree.
Yes, it is.
Isaiah's garden grown up?
Well, it's gone. He done plowed it now.
Oh?
Done plowed everything there.
Well,
Oh, but it's pepper.
Oh.
It's pepper growing bare and mighty good.
Well, now, if you just leave it there, it'll stay there, Miss Bessie. It'll last a long time, that pepper, won't it?
Oh, yeah, it'll last. It's still bearing. He ain't gonna fly the pepper up. Not now, anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's bearing too good. Pepper is, I hear the man say the pepper is $3 or $4 a bushel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to have a few bushels, wouldn't it?
It sure would. He sells it, though.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. He done picked all what's, you know, growed up.
Uh-huh.
You like it?
Pepper? Yeah, I like pepper. We like pepper.
You like pepper?
I like it in the seasoning the thing with.
Uh-huh.
But some people stuff it,
uh-huh,
you know, with meatballs.
Yeah, it's good.
And bake it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So I give you some there.
Oh, that's the big peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they're nice. You can just eat them all summer long if you had them.
Well, it's a lot there. I ain't going to use all that pepper.
Miss Bessie, what are you going to do? When are you going to have it? When is that party now that you're going to have? Is that this month?
Yes, sir. Last Sunday this month.
Last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You going to have a big one like you did last time?
Well, I reckon. I don't know.
You've already got your
cover
out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now she tells me, Guy, that she's gonna let somebody else do some of the cooking this time.
Yeah, Nettie's going away, so she'll be back.
Yeah.
They went to Philadelphia. Gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be back. The third Sunday, I think. Yeah.
She'll be back in time to help.
Yes, sir.
Well, now she's pretty good help.
Oh, yeah, she's a good cook, too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's. Oh, she used to work for a lady in Hollywood, Miss Clinton. And they're just the housekeeper and everything down to Miss Clinton.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that before she married?
No, that's true. Since she married, Les was working farms down at Daly, planting tomatoes and things like that.
Oh, you mean he did outside work?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. That before he went to the Army. And when he come back from the Army, he taken up this here prison. He went to school down to, at school.
Down Reddick.
Down, no, not Reddick. It's way down near Ocala. It sits way back in the beautiful place.
Yeah.
It's sure a pretty place.
And he did that after he got out of the Army.
Yeah, after he got out of the Army.
Was that World War II?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
And Bud Betts taking up upholstery.
Oh.
So he upholstery. Anytime you want a chair, fix him to that. Get him, he'll fix it.
Well, what does he do?
Who, Bud? He wakes up to the house, up to the University.
Oh, I see. But he don't do upholstery there.
Whenever anybody want it done. He don't follow that for a trade.
No.
But he taking it up.
Well, what do you know? Did you ever have him do any?
No, Miss Jane had him to fix up some down there for her.
Yeah. I don't know Bud Betts, Bessie.
You know.
What in the world does he look like? How would I know him?
He got a lot of mouth, I know.
Oh, has he?
He comes over, Miss Davis. He comes over there. He's They belong to the same church.
Does he eat Sunday dinner with them or something like that?
Mm-mm.
Well, now there's somebody over there Sunday dinner with them.
Uh-huh, I have the preacher.
Every Sunday? I see him
every
over.
Other Sunday. He fixed dinner for him. Dodge fixed it, it says Miss Daisy don't fix it.
Why, Bessie, that gets to be right a good bit.
What?
Fixing dinner.
Yeah, yeah. She fixed, Doris fixes it. Her mama don't fix it.
But he eats it over at Miss Davis's?
Mm-hmm. She don't have room enough for have a dining room and table, you see. See, her kitchen is small.
Yeah.
And so she takes the food up to her mother's after she gets to cooking it.
Yeah. I don't believe I ever heard of that. He's almost a regular boarder, isn't he, on Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Is that preaching Sundays?
He just said on his day. Yeah, he's a very nice man, Redmond is.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a nice. He speaks very nice, too.
You've read him?
I go down there sometimes.
Yeah. Well, now, is he like this man at the Methodist Church? Is he able to do everything like he is? Build a church and everything?
No. He ain't like Williams because he can't do like Williams do. You see, Williams can build a church up there. You see, he's fixing the bill now.
He can do it himself.
Yeah, well, him and Rye and Munn and one or two other Lloyd and
yeah.
They gonna build a church, they're gonna tear that one down. They tried to sell it but they couldn't. It cost too much to move it.
That's funny.
The people who want to buy it, those people that moved the houses want too much money to move it, you see.
Oh, I see. It's just too much of it. It's too big.
No, it ain't too big, but they just want, they charge you, I think, $400 or $500 to move.
How long is it, huh?
So the other Methodist church in Micanopy, they want to buy the church. See, they want it. But they could get, you know, they let them have the church. They take the top off it. And then they, but the moving part is held them up.
Yeah.
So to say they're just going to tear it down.
Oh.
I think it's a nice building to be torn down like that.
Yeah. Isn't it though?
It sure is.
Why couldn't somebody just buy it and push it over on the next,
I mean, we're going to push it. Ain't no place they're going to put it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good building, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But that church has been there about I didn't get 50 years.
Oh, that's nothing. You mean just back in the '20s?
Yeah. It's Reverend Pre built that church in his lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's been there ever since.
Did you know him?
Pre?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know him.
What was he like?
He was a tall, thin man. But he was a very nice man.
Yeah. And Bud, what's his name?
Bat.
Bud Bat. He got a good bit of mouth, you say.
Yeah. His name is T.C. Betts.
T.C.
Mm-hmm. But everybody called him Bud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's he talking about?
Well, anything, anything come up in his mind.
I don't know why I missed him. I don't know him.
He comes over to Miss Davis very often. He drives a kind of a car got wings, like wings up on his back.
Oh.
I know you done seen it.
I probably have. That's funny though. I didn't know.
You didn't run into him.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. I don't know anybody up in that Redmond's church.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Just James and Doris and that family.
Mm-hmm.
And Boots, I knew her, of course, and now the rest of them.
Well, most of them stay down with Boatman, you see. Like Boatman.
What is it?
Members all stay right back down that way. You don't stay up this way.
Oh.
Oh, that made the difference.
That make a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing people, you see, to be down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But now, who is this Munn?
Huh? Munn? That's Mr. Gill's son.
Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Monroe.
Well, he can build things, too.
Yeah.
And does Uncle Gill, he don't go to that church anymore, does he?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. He said they're devils.
Oh, he does.
You know, he was at a funeral on Sunday. It was a Adams, not Adams. Was it Kenda Adams? I think it was. I think she was. But anyway, he was there. He had it because they was in the family, like. So Adams is Mr. Gill's brother, you know.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Gill's brother.
Miss Gill. And
I didn't know that.
They was at the funeral, and Mr. Gill was sitting kind of back. Everything that the preacher would say, he sat there and said, he said, that's a lie. He said, that's a lie. Anything he would say, you know, he said, that's a lie. He said that he just bitterly against other nations now, you see. Since he been Jehovah, he's bitterly against any other nation.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't know that, Miss Person.
Bill Gill? He don't count. He don't count nobody else, not like that. You know, Methodist or Baptist or anything like that. And when he used to be all of that,
he did.
Yeah, he used to be a Baptist and he used to be Methodist and And he used to be sanctified.
Oh, did he?
Oh, Mr. Gilly, no.
See, go out there and see if you stop. Car stop.
All right, I'll pull it up here. So
all right.
She's got to change her stockings.
Yeah. She's honk when you're ready.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And he changed from...
all of them nominations. He just found the right place. He just now knows he was right.
And he's satisfied now.
He just wrapped up in the Jehovah. He comes to the house on time. He brings a little paper to wake and different things, you know, selling them. They say they don't sell nothing, but they do. They sell all kind of books and things like that. They don't build. You know, when you, the road goes, as you get up there, the road turns and goes down this way. Go down there. They done built the hall down there.
Yeah. On the old Junction Road.
I don't know what Junction Road. But I know it's on the road going down to the
River Styx.
He's sitting back in there. Yeah, they done built a kingdom down there.
And that's his church now.
Oh, yeah, he's wrapped up in it.
They don't even call it a church.
You're not supposed to say bad words, and not supposed to, you're not supposed to do anything. But he can out cuss anybody. Do it right now.
Still do it. You know, we were sitting on your porch that time, and I remember you said you could hear him cussing that mule clear on up.
Yeah. That's right. He had an old mule named Bill. Oh, he called Bill everything.
Yeah. Public.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah. He just called Bill anything. All kind of bad names he called Bill.
Oh, well, everybody could hear if they wanted to listen.
Yeah, sure. He didn't care. He'll do it now. He's anybody crossing. So he made it like he's so wrapped up and he's so great. But honey, if you make him mad, that's all he wants. He'll say, cuss anything, say anything.
You never made him mad, did you?
Who? Oh, no, I had no right to make him mad.
Well, now, he comes up and explains the things to you.
Explain? Yeah, he comes up sometimes. He reads and talks. Jehovah. You see, that Jehovah is nothing but the Old Testament. The Old Testament. That's where they get the... Their religion from the Old Testament. They don't call Jesus Jesus. They call God Jehovah, you see.
Yeah.
God is Jehovah. That's the one they worship. God. Which is God and is the same thing. Jesus and God are the same thing.
But not to them.
No. Mm-mm.
I know Ms. Patterson used to talk a lot about Revelation.
Well, I say that, the Old Testament. All of the Bible and things is printed from the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I got one of his Bibles over there.
Well, don't give it to me.
Well, I just got to just take you to what I mean. Just keep in good faith with him, you see. I don't bother with it. But just, you know, I got one. And his papers, he come around and he sell them. 10 cents and all like that. Now you pay a quarter for a Bible.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
They just try to give it to you, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that the way the other people do? They just, whenever he comes, they just go along with him.
Yeah. But Meg couldn't stand him. Oh, she couldn't stand Mr. Gill.
She wouldn't put up with it.
Mm-mm. No, she didn't.
How about
Miss Daisy?
Yeah.
Well, the Jehovah's, they come there, different ones come to her house and sits down and reads to her, you know, like that. She's listen to that. She said, well, she ain't gonna ignore them or nothing like that. She said, she just listening to what they say, but she don't have to be what they are.
Yeah. I was thinking of Mag's daughter.
Nettie. when he had the Bible school out to the church, Mr. Gill come in, and he taking a part in it too. But he wanted to use his language and put yours aside. So Nettie told him nothing doing, nothing like that. See, he said, 'cause it ain't but one God. And where you get two gods from?
Yeah.
Ain't but one God.
And she wasn't going to have any of
that. No part of it.
No Jehovah's Witness.
So he got up and left.
Just like that?
Yeah. He got up and left.
Miss Bessie, people used to be peppery like that more than they are now.
Well, people done got so now. They done turned you on the other side, on the devil's side.
But don't you remember people used to be peppery?
Oh, yeah, sure.
They'd get up and leave if it didn't suit them?
That's right.
They don't do that so much now.
Mm-mm.
But Uncle Gil, he's
the devil.
He kept the old ways, didn't he?
Yeah, he's the devil, that's all.
Well, I enjoyed your visit, Miss Bessie. I'm glad Tom didn't show up on time.
It's the truth, but he didn't have to come to 10:30, because I don't have to be there till 11 o'clock. But I want to be sure he's coming.
Because a lot of times you have sat there and he didn't show up.
No. So I want to be sure he's coming.
What time do you get back?
Oh, well, I don't be there long. I don't mean off in the doctor's office, though.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'll tell you, if it's not too hot this afternoon, we can get Faye to cook us up a little something. We can sit around and visit a while.
Okay. Well, I get on with it because I got this chain in my stockings. I got them old Whitney Gray's.
What's that?
My stockings. I got them old Whitney Gray's.
What grass, Miss Smith?
Red out there coming in here.
That's the end of this nice little visit with Miss Bessie. This Thursday morning, the 5th of August, 1971. This is Channel 1 over, I think it is. And the end of this little visit with Miss Bessie, this Thursday morning, the 4th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, somewhere along there. And the end of this little visit with Miss Bessie, a surprise visit. She came up to get Faye to call Tom, and so he wouldn't forget to pick her up. This Thursday morning, the 4th of August, 5th of August, 1971.